and fair, and you will know how to find the right course of action every time. Proverbs 2:1-9. Chapter 2. Why does God seem hidden from us? What if I, Sean, told you I owned a brand new Lamborghini and it was sitting in my garage right now? If you knew me, you would probably say I couldn't afford such a high-priced car on a high school teacher's salary. Of course, you'd be right. But all you would have to do is call my hand and say, "Show me the Lamborghini." And if I couldn't produce the goods, I would be a fraud. It's a little different when it comes to producing the goods on God. We just can't pray a prayer or snap our fingers and presto, God appears and dispels any question about His existence. To be truthful, even that might not persuade some people to believe in Him. But the fact is, God in a real sense remains hidden to us as a material being. The Scripture says, God is spirit, so those who worship Him must worship in spirit and in truth. John 4:24. As a spirit, God is invisible to us. See 1 Timothy 1:17. You see, He is on another plane of existence than we humans. We are not meant to see Him in all His awesome power and might. He told Moses, "You may not look directly at my face, for no one may see me and live." Exodus 33:20. Actually, God is hidden from us because He is a perfectly holy God, Isaiah 54:5 and Revelation 4:8, and we as humans are imperfect and unholy, Romans 5:12. We are contaminated with evil, and Scripture says, God's eyes are too pure to look on evil. You cannot tolerate wrongdoing, Habakkuk 1:13. The spirit form of God is too much for us sinful mortals to stand, and He must remain hidden from us. Yet God wants a relationship with His creation, and He has enabled us to know Him through the sacrificial death of Christ, which atones for our sin. Christ's atoning for sin means that Jesus paid the wages of sin for us, which was death, and that He ransomed us out of the prison of death. See Romans 6:23 and 1 Peter 1:18-19. He also reveals Himself to us through creation, Romans 1:18-21. Our moral consciences, Romans 2:14-15, His Word, 2 Timothy 3:16-17, the Church, Ephesians 1:23, history, 1 Samuel 17:46-47, and through the indwelling of His Holy Spirit in our lives, Romans 8:9-11. God may be hidden from us in a material, physical sense, but He is very much evident in the life of a child of God who has been redeemed through Christ. Of course, God revealed Himself to us in the person of Jesus Christ when He was here on earth. There are many evidences or proofs we will offer in this book to support an intelligent faith that Jesus in fact was God in the flesh. Jesus and the apostles clearly stated that He was the revelation of God to us. See John 1:1-14, 14:8-11, Colossians 2:9, and Hebrews 1. So while God may be hidden to us in the material world, He has still revealed Himself to us in a substantial way. And on one level, the hidden aspect of God is not a negative thing. His hiddenness can have a very positive result. He told the children of Israel, "If you look for me in earnest, you will find me when you seek me. I will be found by you," Jeremiah 29:13-14. Jesus said, "Seek and you will find," Luke 11:9. As with hidden treasure, God wants us to seek and search and discover all the riches that His relationship with us offers. There is mystery to that which is hidden from us, and that mystery can deepen our desire to know the hidden riches of God. Chapter 3. Doesn't believing in God require faith? Although there are a number of arguments for God's existence, and we will cover those in this book, when it comes down to it, isn't believing in God really a matter of faith? In fact, don't all religious questions belong in the realm of faith? Faith is vitally important, yet many people misunderstand it, thinking it means you throw away your mind and just believe blindly. That is not what biblical faith is about. Assurance and conviction. The Bible says, "Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." Hebrews 11:1. A good question to ask is, where do the assurance and conviction